Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Zayin. We are holding on daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. I think we're up to Ahu Uvda Dahava Biram on daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, about 5-6 lines into the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Eileen and Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Alea Shalom, Nisham Shreven Aliyah, and it is also sponsored in honor of the wedding of Gabriel Sedinov and Rabbi Ephraim Tepler, from Ira Tepler's New Rochelle, Daf Yomi Chabura, Mazel Tov to Rav Ephraim and Gabrielle, and they should have much nachas from the entire Tepler Sedinov family. Should have much nachas from the young couple, Mazel Tov. So today, Bez Hashem, what we're going to discuss is the following. First, we're going to talk about when a guy touches wine unintentionally, and we're going to compare that to a tinok touching wine, because everything a tinok does is unintentional in a certain sense. He's lav bardas. Then we're going to talk about a tinok and an eved making ayinasech through the touching of the wine, and if there's a difference whether the eved was mal v'taval or is mal v'lo taval, and what if the eved was just a ben hashivcha, but he grew up as a Jew, and then the Gemara is going to talk about a possible 12-month waiting period before an eved stops turning wine into ayinasech. That maybe it takes some time until he gets the avodah zarah out of his system, so maybe we should wait 12 months until he's fully adapted to being part of a Jewish environment before we're going to trust his yayin. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to tell the story where a guy was meshach sheikh yayin without any kavana of nisuch. The Gemara tells the story where in context it made sense that he was meshach sheikh yayin for other reasons, and the Gemara is going to have an ensuing discussion between Rava and Rav Huna about what the din would be in such a case. So let's begin again. We are at Hahu Uvda Dahava Bibiram, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down into the page. Hahu Uvda Dahava Bibiram. There was a story in the city of Biram. There was a guy that was going up on a tree, and he was climbing this palm tree, and he brought a lulav down with him. When he was going down from the tree, the tip of his lulav touched some wine, shalo b'kavana, without intention to do so. So the Maisa came to Rav, and Shari Rav Lizbune loved the Chavim. Rav said, you're allowed to sell that wine to an Ovid Chavim, which tells you two things. First of all, he said, you're not allowed to drink it, because otherwise he could have just drunk it, so it's Asr B'shtia, but two, that it's Asr B'hana'a, that so it did have some impact from the fact that the Nachri touched the tip of the lulav to the yayin. It was enough to Asr B'shtia, but not enough to Asr it Bahana'a. So Amalei Rav Kana Ravasi Rav, Rav Kana Ravasi said to Rav, Vamaru Damar Tinuk Ben Yoma, who also Yayin Esech. Wait, you're the one that says that even an Ovid Chavim is a very young child and therefore clearly has no Kavana for anything, it turns something into Yayin Esech. Obviously, he doesn't have any Kavana Lenisuch, so how come you're being Matir the wine that the Ovid Chavim touched with his Lulav, which was obviously a case of Shalom Bekavana? Isn't that a Stira? You hold that a Tinuk Ben Yom is also Yayin Esech and it should be Asr Ba'na'ah. And yet with the Lulav case, you say that it's Mutar Ba'na'ah, that it's only going to be Asr B'shtia. Now Tosos is bothered. What kind of comparison is this? The case of the Lulav, the guy didn't even touch the wine. The Lulav touched the wine. He touched it with the Lulav. I did the Vracher. In the case of a Tinok, granted there's no Kavana, but the Tinok touched it directly. He touched it with his hand. So maybe that's more chamor, that when the Tinok touches Shalom B'Kavana, it becomes Asr Ba'na'ah, but when a Lulav touches it, it's Mutar Ba'na'ah. So that's why Tosfos writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that we should change the gears in the Gemara. The story is not, you take out the words, Berosha de Luliva. The story is not that he touched it with the lulav. Rather, the story was, he happened to have been climbing the tekel tree, he happened to have been coming down with the lulav in his hand, but he touched it directly with his hand. The point was that it was Shalom B'Kavana. So, but in the Gia Sovid Chavim B'Yayin Alidei Dover Acher and Shalom B'Kavana were not Asher at all. If you have both factors working in your favor, that it's al yidei davar acher and shelo b'kavana, then for sure it would not aser. The question is, why does it aser even when it's just shelo b'kavana? After all, a tinok why does it not aser b'hana'a when it's shelo b'kavana? After all, a tinok touching shelo b'kavana turns it into yayin nesach. So, and the Ramban writes that girsa is the correct girsa, not the girsa that we have, the girsa that where the comparison is much more on target. So anyway, Amaluhu, so Rav responded, Eimur Damri Ana, you're right. I said that a Tinok Ben Yomo is also Yai Nesach, but what did I mean by that? Eimur Damri Ana, Bishtia, Ba'ana Miyamri. When I said that it's also Yai Nesach, I didn't mean literally that it's Yai Nesach to the fullest extent, to the point that it's going to be Aser Bahana'a. I just meant that it's Aser Bishtia, that we treat it as Yai Nesach as far as drinking it is concerned. But did I ever say that it should be Aser Bahana'a? So I was Matir Bahana'a, and therefore it's perfectly consistent. The case of the guy climbing the lula, climbing the dekel tree, coming down with the lulav and touching the Yai in Shalom B'Kavana is also going to be Mutar Bahana'a, and that's why I said that they should sell it to an Ovid Chavim. So it comes out from Rav that a Tinok Ben Yomo Asers Yai in Bishtia, but he does not aser yayin bahana'a, meaning even though Rav said Tinok Ben Yomo aser yayin nesach, he's now clarified that that just means you're not allowed to drink it, but you are allowed to get hana'a from it. So the Rishonim raised the following question: what is it about a tinok? It's because it's shalob kavana, he has no kavana for nisuch. Well, isn't the same thing true about all goyim bizman hazeh? Meaning when a nachri bizman hazeh touches yayin that's not mavushal, any chance that he's having kavana Lenisuch in America when he touches the eye, very, very slim chance. That's not the derech to be menasech at all, avodus chavim. So do they have a din of a tinok ben yomo that does not ask the yayin bana? Maybe that would be a heter to make all yayin that's touched by a nachri mutar aser b'shtia, but mutar b'hana'a. That should be like the case of the tinok. So Tosus writes in the name of Rashi that yes, it has the same din as a tinok ben yomo, and that's what the Rosh and many other Rishonim write as well. However, Tosus quotes the Ri that a tinok doesn't aser b'hana'a because he doesn't even intend to touch it at all. He doesn't even realize what he's doing. But a guy who intends to touch the yayin, even though he doesn't have it's in darko l'nasech, that's going to aser the yayin afilu b'hana'a. That the tinok's level of intentionality is even less than a typical non-Jew nowadays. Nowadays, typical non-Jew has no kavana for any worship or nisuch or anything like that. But he knows what he's doing. He knows that he's purposely touching the yayin. The tinok is just accidentally touching the yayin. He doesn't even know. Tinokas don't like yayin. They just happen to accidentally mess around with things. So it's not even kavanah of negia at all. Rabbeinu Tam writes that even though he thinks that it's ro'i lahachmir, like the shita of the ri, but kvar nagu b'zaheter, that there was already a minig to be makel on such things, so mutav shu shogim valyum mazidim. It's an interesting topic when we apply that principle of Mutav Shiyushogim Valyum Mazidim, but this was not such a hard one, because over here you're going to imagine that since it's a Machlokas Rishonim, even though we would be to assume like one side in the Machlokas, but there is what Al Milismach, there's what to be Samechan, that it has the same din as the Tinok. Half the Rishonim say that way, that it has the same din as the Tinok. So in such a case, certainly one could say Mutav Shiyushogim Valyum Mazidim, and that is the approach of Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to this Yayin. Okay, so now, Gufa. Let's go back to Rav's comment about a tinok, which we brought up in the context of this story in Biram relating to the guy climbing the tree. But now let's sort of drill down on Rav's comment about the tinok himself. That Amar Rav, tinok ben yomo osi yayin nesach. That Rav said tinok ben yomo osi yayin nesach, which again we explained means that it's aser b'shtia, but it's in fact mutar b'hana. Now Tosfos raises the question that Rav himself paskins on daf samach like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that if an Ovid Chavim touches Yayin without Kavanas Nisuch, like he falls into a bar that's full of Yayin, and certainly no intention for Nisuch, he fell in, someone shoved him in, he fell in, so the Yayin is Mutter even Bishtia. So how come when it comes to a Tinok where there's no Kavana, it's Aser Bishtia, that it's also Yayin Nesach, at least as far as the Aser Shtia is concerned? So Tosa suggests that Shichshuch of a Tinok, it makes sense that we're going to be Gozeran, because it's a Maisa that's entirely similar similar to a maisa nisuch of a gadol, just without the intentionality, without the kavana. Meaning what the tinok is physically doing with the yayin is the same thing that a gadol would physically do with the yayin when he were prohibiting it, when he were asering it. And even though the tinok doesn't intend to do nisuch, but they were gozer on this maisa, because you might come to be matir if a gadol were to do the same maisa. If we were to be matir by a tinok, one might get confused and be matir by a gadol as well. But in a case where an overcome falls into a bar of yayin, that's not a maisa that's at all similar to nisuch. That it's obvious that it was an onus, that he just it was an accident, he fell in, and therefore Rabbi Shimon holds that we can be matir that afilu b'shtia. There's no makom to make a gzera. So even though you're right, they're both one step removed from the issur. The issur would be a gadol being meshach sheikh the yayin, so a tinok being meshach sheikh the yayin, or a gadol falling into the yayin. They're both one step removed, but which one is more likely to be confused with a gadol being meshach sheikh? A tinok being meshach sheikh is much more likely to be confused with a gadol being meshach sheikh, whereas someone falling in doesn't look anything like being meshach sheikh the yayin, and that's why Rav is perfectly consistent. But Rav said that you have a child, a young child, an ovik chavim, who touches the wine, it becomes yayin nesech insofar as it becomes asr b'shtia, but it remains mutar b'ana. So Eisvei Rav Shimi Bar Chiya l'Rav. So Rav Shimi Bar Chiya challenges Rav. We have a brisa halokeach avad min ovik chavim. If a person purchases an eved kanani from an ovik chavim, shemalu v'lo tavlu, and those avadim that you purchase from the ovik chavim go through mila, but they do not go through tvila. V'chein b'nei ashvach, meaning they're supposed to go through mila and tvila, but we happen to be talking about a case where they did mila, they did not do tvila. Or if you have a shivcha kananis that had a child and the children grew up in the Jewish home, they were born to a shivcha kananis who was owned by a Jew, shemalu velo tavlu, where they had mila but they didn't have tevila. The halacha is they require both mila and tevila. The halacha is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches tells us the seder advarim that if a Jew buys an eved from a non-Jew, he has to be malim and tavil and tovelim l'shem avdus, and then he becomes the full status of neved kanani, and that carries with it significant halachic weight. When he's neved kanani, he becomes chayiv in mitzvos ki'isha, but that only happens at the mila and tevila at the beginning of his period of avdus, and then when you're meshachrer him, if the other is ever meshachrim, he should never be meshachrim, because there's a mitzvah in the Torah, li'olam bem tavodu, it's an isur esei to be meshachrer and eved, but there are cases, a mitzvah to rabbin, they need a minion or something, so every now and then you'll have a case where someone will be meshachrer and eved, so when he's meshachrer that eved, the eved becomes a Yisrael gomer, he becomes fully Jewish. Now that mila and tevila has to be done with the ratzon of the eved. It's not something that can be forced upon the eved, because it's a geirus, meaning it comes with a major responsibility. He becomes chayv and mitzvahs kisha. He can't force someone into something like that. So if he doesn't want to, so the halacha is, we're going to see it's going to come up later in the daf, that the adon is allowed to hang on to the eved for 12 months to see. And then maybe you can convince him. Maybe he'll enjoy this new life in a Jewish home, in a Jewish environment, that he'll become interested enough that he'll be willing to go through the mila and the tevila. For whatever reason, a lot of people don't realize that if he doesn't go along with it, and 12 months come and go, and he's not interested in the mila and tevila, the other one has to let him go. You can't. That's not a violation of lola and tavodu. He never became an eved kanani. You only become an eved kanani when you go through the mila and tevila. So the other one's only allowed to hang on to him until he's masked him to go through a mila tevila, if he's only letting on to him if he's masking him to a mila and tevila. If not, then you have to return him to the Ovid Chavim that you sold him from. You don't let him free. You give him back to the Ovid Chavim that you bought him from, rather. So the challenge to Rav is from the following brisa. One buys avadim from a nachri, and they go through mila, but not tevila. B'nei shvachos grow up in the Jewish home, but they go through a mila and not not a tevila. So now what are they? Meaning they're sort of in this in-between state. They had part of the gerus process, not all of it. So rukanu midrasun b'shuk tameh v'amri la tahar. Machlokas about the roke and the medris, the saliva that comes out of their mouth and anything that they put their weight on. So even in the shuk in Rosh Hasharabim, where the halacha is that a suffik tumah b'Rosh Hasharabim would be tahar, over here the first opinion in the braisa is that it's tameh. This is a gzeira of tumah for Ovdei Chavim, that an Ovdei Chavim has a din of a zav, and he's still an Ovdei Chavim, so he still has a din of a zav. It's vaday tameh. But some have that tahar. Some have gears in the braisa that their roke and their medrus is tahar, because if they're mal v'lo tavel, the whole gzeira that they have a din of a zav is a gzeira. It's a gzeira midrabanan. The rabbanan only goes there on milsa de shchicha, milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer be rabbanan. How often does it happen that you can have an Ovdei Chavim that was mal v'lo tavel? Right? Meaning, can you imagine? You buy the eved and you say, look, we want you to become part of the Jewish environment. So there are two pieces to this. We're going to circumcise you. We're going to give you surgery as an adult. We're going to give you surgery. And also, you have to go swimming for half a second. And he's like, look, I'll do the surgery. But, the swimming for half a second, that sounds crazy. So right, what are the chances? It's got to be a milsad lo shchicha. So the Rabbanan were never goes there, the Tumas Medris, on such a milsad lo shchicha. So the Braisa goes and says another din. And this is more relevant to our sugi, obviously. Yeinon, the yayin that these avadim touch, that are mal v'lo taval, gedolim, if they are adults, osim yayin esech, the wine that they touch becomes yayin esech, kitanim, eros in yayin esech. But if they're children, then they don't make it into yayin esech. How do you define gadol and katan when it comes to an ovid chavim, ve'eluhen gedolim, ve'eluhen kitanim? I mean, why not just say bar mitzvah? Because there's no concept of bar mitzvah at the age of 13 for an ovid chavim. That's only for Jewish people that we have a gzeres hakasim, that there's a din midar raisa, the kabbalah that midar raisa, that at the age of 13 a boy becomes bar mitzvah. But for nachrim, there's no such rule. So what's the din over here? So gedolim yodin b'tiv avod chavim mishamsheha. When it comes to the definition of gadol in this regard, is that he's familiar with avodah zarah. Ketanim is enem yodim b'tiv avod chavim mishamsheha. Ketanim is defined as those who are not that familiar with the ways of avodah zarah and how to worship avodah zarah. So only those that are mal v'lo taval and are educated in the ways of avodah zarah are osin yayin esach. If they're mal v'lo taval and not educated in the ways of avodah zarah, they're not osin yayin esach. They do not have the capacity to make a yayin esach. Oh, so now we have the challenge to Rav. Katani mi'as gedolim in ketanim lo. It says that avodim gedolim turn the yayin into yayin esach b'maga'am. But ketanim that touch the wine do not turn it into yayin esach. That's against you, Rav. You said that even a tinok ben yomo is also yayin esech b'mago'o, right? The great chiddush of Rav is that even a little child could turn it into yayin esech. So Tosa says, l'chora, there's a simple answer. Rav says it becomes yayin esech, but we clarified, like right off the bat, that Rav did not mean fully yayin esech. He meant that it's aser b'shtia and mutter b'hana'a. Maybe when the Braisa says that yayin that an ovid chavim cut untouched does not become yayin esech, that means it doesn't become aser b'hana'a. So maybe when Rav says it's osi yayin esech, he was talking about shtia. When the Braisa says it's ein osi yayin esech, that was talking about hana'a, and they're in full agreement with one another. So Tosus suggests that from the fact that the Braisa just says ketanim ein osi yayin esech, it sounds like it doesn't become asra at all, and it's mutar afilu b'shtia. Plus, the lashon the Braisa used is the exact lashon that Rav used, meaning just with the ein, right? The Braisa said ein osim, and Rav said osa. So that really sounds like they're not aligned with each other. That whether you hold the word osa means hana'a, whether you hold it means shtia, but it sounds like they're not aligned with each other. One says osa, the other says ein osa. Tosus further asks, why doesn't the Gemara just say that the reason for the Braisa is that he already had a Mila? He just didn't have a Tevila. So maybe we're more makel when there was a Mila and not a Tevila. Meaning all Rav said is a Tinok who's a Nachri is Osei Yayin Esech. The Braisa says, if you have such a Tinok who is Mal V'lo Taval, then it's Ein Osei Yayin Esech. okay, that was a very unique case. He already went through half a gerus already. He's half a Jew already. So maybe that's the difference between the two cases. So Tosfos suggests, and haraya, that we're going to be more makel when someone is mal velo taval, the Reisha of the Braisa has one shita, one girso or shita in Tanayim that says that he's not going to be tamei tumas medrash, that he's not going to be tamei afilu brishas, right? That we're going to assume that he has a din roko medreso is going to be tahar. So you see that we're more makel when he's mal velo taval. So Tosa suggests that yeah, we're more makel when it comes to tuma, the chamor more makel, because they don't want to be goring hefsed for taros, meaning they don't want to be mar betuma biolam. The more things you declare tamei, the more risk that it's going to, that truma is going to become ruined and other things. But when it comes to other things, there are now other areas of halacha they're not going to be makel, because he's not a ger achim al v'yitpol. So mila velo tvila means you're not Jewish yet. So with a mila velo tvila, the person is not yet Jewish. That's it's an interesting discussion in the Achronim, whether that's true. Is it a zero? If a person is mal v'lo tavel, is there any like halfway point? There was a famous tshuva in the 1700s or 1800s, where there was a guy going through the gerus process. He had his mila like on a Friday or something, so they don't do the tevila right away, because he has to heal a little bit. You don't want to put him in a mikveh until he heals. So he had his mila like on a Friday, and then there was a Shabbos in between, and he was being Shomer Shabbos, and someone yelled at him, "You can't be Shomer Shabbos, a guy Shabbos chayv misis, I've got a guy already at my meal." Yeah, but you didn't have your tevila yet. So there was a whole tumult that they forced him to be Michal Shabbos, and then other rabbanim heard about it, and they said that you shouldn't have forced him to be Michal, you can't force him to be Michal Shabbos, he's half a Jew already, he's not allowed. So exactly what happens with the mila and not the tevila is an interesting discussion, but this sugi is obviously very relevant to that discussion. But anyway, the Tosfos is saying with a mila and no tevila, as far as the Ayin Nesach is concerned, it should have the same thing as lo mal v'lo tavel. It should have the same din as having neither a mila nor a tevila. And therefore, the Gemara asks this kasha on Rav. So again, the bottom line is, Rav said that a tinok ben yomo who touches the Ayin Nesach, who touches Yayin, is also Yayin Nesach, that it becomes asr b'shtia, it's only mitzvana. And the Braisa says that a ketanim that touch Yayin don't have any impact on it whatsoever. So the Braisa is against Rav. So it says, Tirgama Abnei Shvachos. Maybe when the Braisa says that a katan who touches the Yayin has no impact on it, that's only for the case of Bnei Shvachos. Bnei Shvachos are children who were born to a Shivcha Kananis that was already owned by a Jewish person, and therefore they were raised their entire lives in a Jewish environment. So the Chum were not gozer on Yayin that they touch, unless they're a Gadol, where they're already became Betiv Avodas Chavim. But Avadim that were purchased from an Ovid Chavim and did a Mila but didn't do a Tevila, even if they're young children, maybe they takadu Asr the Yayin by touching it, like Rav said, that even a Tinok Ben Yom Shel Ovid Chavim is going to be Osi Yayin Nesach, is going to impact Yayin Nesach. So it turns out that the whole Chilik between Gedolim and Ketanim is Dafka by Bnei Shvachos, that the Ketanim are not Osi Yayin Nesach. So it sounds like, and it's Dafka in a case where they're mal velo taval. But if they were lo mal velo taval, even ketanim who were bnei shvachos should aser. Meaning, what do you have? What's the case where the Braisa says that a katan is not going to be a problem? Where he's a katan, he was raised by Jews, and he already went through a mila. That only if you have all of those factors, then he's not going to be Osi Yayin Nesach. The implication is, if he's a katan and he was raised by Jews, but he did not even yet have a mila, that will make Yayin Nesach. And that is, in fact, the Torah quotes in the Beis Yosef in Yerdeh Esam Kuv Chavdal, quote that as the Shita of the Ramah. However, the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis says that no, if they are Bnei Shvachos that are raised in a Jewish home and they're ketanim, they don't know anything about Avodah Zarah, you don't need Mila, you don't need Tevila. Even without Mila, they already would not make Yayin Nesach. Once you have those two factors, that they're children who know nothing, and that they were raised know nothing about Avodah Zarah, and they were raised in a Jewish home. So anyway, so again, the Gemara had challenged Rav. How can you say that a Katan has Asr's Yayin Bishtia? The Braisa says that a Katan does not. So we answered, no, when the Braisa says that a Katan does not have an impact on the Yayin, it's talking about a Katan who is raised raised in a Jewish environment. So, in fact, the Gemara havechein ka'amar, but it says vechein b'nei ashvachos. The title of the Brisa says sounds like the din of avadim that you bought from Ovid Chavim has the same din as b'nei ashvachos. Sounds like it makes no difference whether it was raised in a Jewish environment. We're making the an equation between one and the other. It says vechein b'nei ashvachos. So says the Gemara. No, when it says vechein arukon umidrasan, that's only going on the din of tumah that the Brisa was talking about. That in such a case, there's no chiluk between avadim that are purchased from Novik Chavim and Bnei Shvachos who grew up in a Jewish environment. But in the Sefer of the Brisa that talks about Yayin Nesach, that's mechalik between Gedolim and Ketanim, where the Ketanim don't know anything about Avodah Zarah, that's only by Bnei Shvachos. That's not going on those that are purchased from Novik Chavim. Says in Mara Hanich Laman Diyarmatame, this whole answer works according to the Shita that Rokar Midrasan is Tameh. So the Brisa has to compare them to tell me that Bnei Shvachos are also going to be Tameh, that even though they grew up in a Jewish environment, they also are going to have this Tumah Ziva. El Mandi Amatar, but if you hold that the Maroka and the Medrus of an Evid that you buy is Tahar, Ma'ikel LeMeimar. So then, how are you going to explain the Brisa? If Avadim that you purchase from an Ovid Chavim are not Metameh, the Roka is not Metameh, the Medrus is not Metameh, even though they never belonged, they were never in a Jewish environment before, so Kal V'Chomer Bnei Shvachos are not going to be Metameh. Why do you have to tell me V'Chein Bnei Shvachos? Of course V'Chein Bnei Shvachos. They're not going to be Metameh. So if you have the Gears in the Brisa, Tameh, so yeah, V'Chein Bnei Shvachos is a big Chiddush. Not only is the Nachri that you just bought from Novi Chavim Tameh, even the Jew, even the Nachri that grew up in a Jewish environment is going to be Tameh. But if you hold that that it's Tahar, that the Nachri is Tahar, what do you have to tell me V'Chein Bnei Shvachos? So says Gemara, really, the Brisa is comparing Bnei Shvachos to Avadim that you purchase from Ovid Chavim, but it's not about Ketanim, it's about Gedolim. Hakamash Malan. The Brisa is telling me the following by saying V'chein Bnei Shvachos. Avadim Dumyo de Bnei Shvachos. That the din of Avadim is similar to the din of Bnei Shvachos in as follows. Ma Bnei Shvachos Malu V'lo Tavlu Hu Da'osin Yayin Nesach. Just like Bnei Shvachos. If they are Mal V'lo Taval, that's where they make Yayin Nesach by touching the Yayin, but Malu Vitavlu Lo, but if they had both Mila and Tevila, they would not make Yayin Nesach because they grew up in a Jewish environment and they had Mila and Tevila L'Shem Avdus, so they have a din of an Eved and not a din of an Ovid Chavim. So Af Avadim came. The same is true when it comes to Avadim that are purchased from an Ovid Chavim, that if they had Mila and Tevila, then they don't make Yayin into Yayin Nesach anymore, even though they did not grow up in a Jewish environment. And that is the that's the midrash of Nachman Rav Shmuel. That tells me to go against that which Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel said. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel, halokeach avadim and ovid chavim afal pi shemalu vitavlu osin yayin nesach hatshit shaka avad chavim mipiem kamash malon delo. That Shmuel's shita is that when you buy an eved from an achri, even though he went through mila tevila willingly, he's on the path and he's already gone through the entire process and he's chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha, even though it's chayv mitzvahs ki'isha with mila and tevila, Shmuel says for the first 12 months he's gonna make the yayin into yayin nesach because it takes 12 months to get it out of his system, to get the avodah zara out of his system. So that's what v'chein b'nei shvachos is telling us. The way Rav learns is that the Brice is telling me that v'chein b'nei shvachos is not a chiddush about b'nei shvachos. It's a chiddush about the guy that you just bought from the Ovid Chavim. That just like b'nei shvachos, if he had mila and tevila, it's obvious that b'nei shvachos do not make yayin nesach. So too, a guy that you buy from Rav Chavim, if he has mila and tevila, it's obvious that he does not make yayin nesach. So according to Rav, at the end of the day, if you have an Ovid Chavim or an Eved that is purchased from an Akum who's mal velo taval, then even if he's a katan ben yomo, he's going to aser the yayin with his maga. If he's b'nei shvachos, where he grew up in a Jewish environment, so then if he's a katan, he will not aser the yayin b'maga'o. And according to the girsa in the brisa that says Roka to Midrasan Tahar, there's a third din that both Avadim and Bnei Shvachos only if they had mila without tevila will aser the ayin, but if they're mal vitaval, they do not aser the ayin, as opposed to Shmuel, who holds for the next 12 months, the guy that you bought will still aser the ayin. So that is Shitas Rav. So now says Gemara, okay, let's look at Shitas Shmuel. So Gufa, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel says, Halokeach avadim in ovdei chavim, afal pisha mal vitavlu, if one purchases avadim from ovdei chavim, even after mila utvila, they're still going to make yayin into yayin esach until they lose all their old habits of mentioning avodah zarah. But until that point, we're always choshesh that because they're so accustomed to avodah zarah, they're going to be menasech yayin, and even though they went through the mila and tevila already. Tosus points out, now the truth is, every other ger, the shenis gair, we don't say the same thing. Normally a person goes to the mitzvah and they become a ger, so and they kabbalas mitzvahs and mila and tefillah and kabbalas mitzvahs, they become a ger. So right away, they could touch all the ayin they want. It's not going to impact. We don't say, oh, it takes 12 months to get them out of it. So Tosfos says, well, there's a difference between a situation where a person came on their own to choose to become Jewish and a situation where a person happened to have been sold to a Jewish owner as an eved, where it wasn't something, it wasn't a process that he initiated. There's a much greater level of commitment when a person initiates a process of gerus by showing interest in gerus, and that's going to happen immediately. That as soon as he's megayir, we assume it's already tishak Hashem avodah zarah mipiv at that point. He's rejected it, whereas the Eved, it's more a matter of life circumstance that he landed in, so that it takes a little bit longer. That's going to take 12 months according to Shmuel. So the Kama, how long are we choshish for this for? It takes 12 months until we stop treating his Yayin as Yayin Esech. Now, Rabbi Shimon Levi was not commenting on Shmuel because Rabbi Shimon Levi lived before Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Levi was referring to the din we spoke about earlier, the Gemara in Yevamos, that if you buy an Eved from an Ovid Chavim and the Eved doesn't want to do Mila, or he doesn't want to do Tevila, so you could hang on to him for 12 months. And if he still doesn't want to do it, so then you got to give him back to the Ovid Chavim. The reason for the 12 months is because that's how long it takes for the Avodah Zarah to be Nishtaka Mipiv. And the Gemara says, oh, so too over here. We can assume that it's going to have an impact on the Yayin. But that was the original context of Rabbi Shmuel Levi. That's what Tosfos points out on Amud Beis and Dibra Mas. So anyway, so says Gemara. So Shmuel's chiddush is: you buy an eved from Novid Chavim, and he does Mila and Tevila, still for the first 12 months he makes a Yayin into Yayin Esach. So Eisfei Rabbi L'Rav Nachman, Rabbi challenges Rav Nachman that we have a Brais HaLokech HaVadim and Ovid Chavim. That it was Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So it's Eisfei Rabbi L'Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman was one who quoted from Shmuel. HaLokech HaVadim and Ovid Chavim Shemalu V'lo Tavlu, that we had the Brais that if a person buys Avadim from Ovid Chavim and they had Mila but not Tevila, V'chein B'nei HaShvachos Shemalu V'lo Tavlu, and Bnei Shvachos had Mila, but not Tvila, Rukon Umidrasan Bashuk Tameh. The Rok and their Medris in Rosh Hasharabim is considered to be Tameh, meaning it's Vadai Tameh. Va'amri Latahar. But some say that the Rok and the Medris are Tahar, because the Eved, that's Mal, Velo Taval, is something that's so uncommon, so the Chum simply were never Gozer Tuma on such a thing. But Yenon, their Yayin, this is the same Bryce we quoted earlier, so Gedolim, if they are adults, then Osin Yayin Esach, then their Yayin Taka becomes Yayin Nesach. Kitanim Einos in Yayin Nesach. And again, the Brice says, Ve'elu ein Gedolim, Ve'elu ein Kitanim. What exactly are Gedolim? What exactly are Kitanim? Gedolim She'yodin B'tiv Avod Zchav M'shamsha. Kitanim She'en Yodin B'tiv Avod Zchav M'shamsha. Gedolim means that they're familiar with the ways of Avod Zarah. Kitanim means they're not familiar with the ways of Avod Zarah. Ooh, Katani Mias, Mal V'lo Tavlu in. But what does it say in the Brice? That if they're Mal V'lo Tavel, so then that which they touch the Yayin is going to answer the ayin. But the implication is malu vitavlu lo, that if they didn't mila and tevila, then they're fine. Then any touching of the ayin is not going to impact the ayin. Teferish against Shmuel. Shmuel said that even after mila tevila, you still have another 12 months that they're going to ask the ayin. So says Gemara Tirgma, Shmuel will say that this diuk that you want to say that if they're malu vitavlu, it's not going to have an impact on the ayin anymore. That's a bnei shvachos. That's only if they grew up in a Jewish environment. The kids that grew up in a Jewish environment environment. They were bnei shvachos, and they had mila and tvila. That's when they're not going to have any impact on the ayin anymore. But when you buy an eved from a non-Jewish environment, even with mila and tvila, it still takes another 12 months. So frankly, we're havachein katani. But it says in the brayse of havachein, sounds like they have the same din, whether you buy them from the Ovid Chavim or whether they're bnei shvachos. So it says, the v'chein is going on the tumah status of the rok and the medrus, that both bnei shvachos and avadim that are purchased from Ovdei Chavim have the same halachos legabe tumah. What is that halacha? Well, there were two girsos in the brisa, whether it was tameh or tahar, but they have the same halacha. Whatever it is for both of them. So it says, but it matters. Because honey, chlamandi yamar tameh. I understand very well if you say that it's tameh, so it's going to say v'chein bnei shvachos, that not only is an eved that just came out of the home of Novin Chavim, that you just purchased from Novin Chavim, not only is his medrash going to be tamei, but v'chein bnei ashvachos, even bnei ashvachos who grew up in a Jewish home, even their medrash is tamei. I get the chiddush. But if you say that it's tahar, so what's the v'chein bnei ashvachos? If it's true of someone who was never in a Jewish environment that their roken medrash is going to be tahar, that we don't treat him like a guy, obviously, bnei shvachos, their roka and their medrash should be tar. What's the chiddush of the brisa? Also, must be there's some other chiddush. This same conversation we had within Shitas Rav, right? That there must be some other chiddush. What chiddush did we come up with within Shitas Rav? Oh, that it must be the chiddush within Shitas Rav is that if you have mila and tevila, then right away, as soon as you touch, you have mila and tevila, you can touch yayin right away, and it's not going to be a problem. Shmuel can't say that because Shmuel holds that you don't have right away; that you have 12 months before you could touch Yayin. So what must the Chiddush be? Says the Gemara, the Braisa is comparing them to one another, but not as far as a case of Mal Vitaval, but as far as the Chiluk between Gedolim and Ketanim. Hakamashmal, and the Braisa is telling me, Avadim Dumyu Dibnei Shvachos. You're right. Avadim that you purchase from a non-Jewish environment are the same as Bnei Shvachos that grow up in a Jewish environment in the following way. Ma Bnei Shvachos Gedolim Udos in Yayin Esach, just like Bnei Shvachos, it's only if they're adults and they're well versed in the ways of Avodah Zarah that they're going to impact the Yayin. But when they're young and they don't know anything about Avodah Zarah, they're not going to impact the Yayin because they grew up in a Jewish environment. So Avadim, the same is true when it comes to Avadim that are purchased from Avodah Chav Nami, is also going to be true that Gedolim Osin Yayin Esach, Ketanim Ein Osin Yayin Esach. Meaning, growing up in a Jewish environment makes no difference. The point is that if you are an Eved that was purchased or you're a Ben Hashivcha, if you're a gadol, you're a problem. If you're a katan, you're not a problem. La fuke mid Rav, and that's to tell me not like Rav. Dam Rav Tinuk Ben Yomo Osi Yayin Esach, because Rav holds a Tinuk Ben Yomo of an Ovi Chavim is Osi Yayin Esach. So Rav, how could a Tinuk be Osi Yayin Esach if he didn't grow up in a Jewish environment? He's Osi Yayin Esach. Comes Kamash Malan. Shmuel says the way I understand the Brisa is Dilo, that he does not make Yayin Esach. So it comes out according to Shmuel that avadim that are purchased from an Ovid Chavim, whether they were mal v'lo tavlu, or whether they were mal or taval, they're osi yayin nesach. But if they were not taval, they're osi yayin nesach always. And if they were also taval, they're osi yayin nesach up until Yud Beis Chodesh. Bnei Ashvachos, if they're mal v'lo taval, they're also osi yayin nesach. If they're mal v'taval, then they're not osi yayin nesach. And according to the Girsa and the Braisa that Rokan and Madresa and his Tar, there's another din that both Avadim and Bnei Shvachos, only when they're Gedolim, they're also Yayin Nesach, not when they are Ketanim. So it turns out over here that when all the dust settles in the both conversations we have, the conversation within Rav and the conversation within Shmuel, is that Rav and Shmuel each said a Chiddush that on its own are not a Stira at all, right? They're not a contra. They don't have a Machlokas. It's not a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about a particular case. Rav spoke about a Tinuk Ben Yomo touches Yayin. Fine. He wants to say that Aser Zipishtia. You can say that. Shmuel says when you buy an Eved from an Ovid Chavim, even though he went through Mila and he went through Tevila, for the first 12 months we're suspicious that he still has Avodah Zarah in his head and therefore he's still going to make Yayin Esach. It's got nothing to do with Tinuk Ben Yomo, right? These two are you can totally reconcile those two Piskei Halacha, right? And in fact there are Rishonim that paskin both of those things, both like Rav and like Shmuel. Where we ran into trouble is how each one is going to touch up the brisa, meaning each one runs into trouble in explaining the line of v'chein b'nei ha-shvachos, that the same is going to be true about what's the same, what's going to be true. So that's where each one had to say la'afuke the other one. It was only because it was only the brisa that caused them trouble. It was nothing that the other one said inherently that caused trouble. It was only because of the brisa. So the Gemara now tells a story. There was a story in Mechuza. A non-Jew walks into a Jewish store. Amar lo, is chamer lizbune? He says, you have any wine to sell me? Amar lo, no wine. Havi yasav chamer bedavla. There was wine sitting there in a bucket. Shadi be yadei shichshich be. The nachri sticks sand in it and shakes it around. Amar lo, hai lav chamer lo? Isn't this wine? So shakle heich beritche. The Jew takes the wine in his anger. He's so angry, the Yom just shook his wine and asked it. So shadi ledana. And he threw the whole bucket of wine into a giant barrel of wine as if to tell the Ovichavim, you're not going to be able to drink from this. But now he's got a giant barrel of wine that's full of this taroves where the Nachri was Meshachsheikh, the Yayin in the first place. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with that story in the aftermath of that story. Okay. Have a great day.